Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast for Thursday morning, February 12, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Innovative marine furnishing solutions for cruise ships. Innovative Marine Furnishing Solutions for Cruise Ships, Nords Ark ASS, based in Sønderborg, Denmark, is a prominent partner in transforming cruise ship interiors with expert design. Specializing in both loose and fixed furniture, they focus on enhancing passenger experiences by crafting visually appealing, practical, and resilient environments. With a commitment to quality, sustainability, and compliance, Nords Ark AS offers customized solutions that surpass expectations. Learn more about their marine furnishing expertise at NiordsArk.com.
45 drives to highlight next generation CEF performance at CEF Days Raleigh 2026 for enterprise and SME users. 45 Drives will showcase next-generation CEF performance at CEF Days Raleigh 2026, focusing on enterprise and SMB users. The event, scheduled for March 25th, will bring together CEF developers, operators, and infrastructure leaders to discuss technical advancements and operational insights within the CEF ecosystem. As a Diamond Level member of the CEF Foundation, 45 Drives reaffirms its commitment to open-source storage solutions and collaboration with key partners and users.
Stonegate updates coverage on Birkin NutraScience Corporation, highlighting the company's significant growth in revenue, driven by protein sales and production activity at their Galesburg facility, with over 200 active projects and double-digit revenue expected in CY26. Galesburg is poised to drive durable, recurring revenue expansion for the company. For more information, visit Stonegate's website.
Fresh off IPO, Virtuix is taking its Peloton for gamers to Europe, following 138% growth. Fresh off its IPO, Virtuix Inc., known for its full-body virtual reality systems, is expanding into Europe with its in-home gaming system, Omni One. The move follows 138% growth in revenue and aims to tap into the booming European VR gaming market, projected to reach $30.40 billion by 2032. With strong demand and a growing community of PC VR gamers, Virtuix is excited to bring Omni One to European players. Fusion energy innovator ExoFusion launches Stellarator Acceleration Services. Fusion energy innovator ExoFusion launches Stellarator Acceleration Services, aiding the path to commercially viable fusion. Stellarators, along with Tokamak, play a crucial role in creating fusion conditions for reactors. Recent funding of over $1 billion in Stellarator companies reflects investor and scientific confidence. For more details, visit the full announcement with downloadable resources. About ExoFusion, a leader in fusion technologies, and Type 1 Energy, committed to providing sustainable fusion power.
Renewal Fuels, Inc., operating as American Fusion, has appointed Dwight Cartwright as Chief Operating Officer. Cartwright's extensive experience in senior leadership across operations, manufacturing, and technology-driven organizations will be crucial in accelerating the operational scaling and commercial deployment of Texatron Fusion technology. This move reflects the company's focus on execution and accountability, strengthening its leadership team at a critical stage.
Mayor Doug Weiss talks Pflugerville growth on Building Texas show. Mayor Doug Weiss of Pflugerville, Texas, discusses the city's growth strategy on the Building Texas show. Weiss emphasizes balancing rapid growth with a small-town feel, highlighting successes like SH-130's economic impact and community impact's hometown growth. He stresses the importance of economic development for a live work community, proactive infrastructure planning, and Pflugerville's designation as the trail capital of Texas. Pride Holdings Group reports record fourth-quarter results, exceeding $4 million in revenue and delivering 289% quarter-over-quarter growth. Pride Holdings Group reports record fourth quarter results, surpassing $4 million in revenue with a 289% increase from the previous quarter. The company attributes this growth to strategic acquisitions, improved operational efficiencies, and increased brand visibility. CEO Mike Barrett expresses confidence in the business model and anticipates further growth in 2026. Stay tuned for full-year financials and operational updates in the coming weeks.
Implify Health, Home Care Hub, Improve Hospital Throughput, Patient Experience. Implify Health, in partnership with Home Care Hub, has successfully transitioned its first 12 patients to supportive housing and care, marking a milestone in addressing post-hospitalization care gaps. The innovative transitional placement services model focuses on personalized care for patients with complex needs, ensuring a smooth transition from hospital to a small care home environment. This collaboration aims to improve patient outcomes and relieve pressure on hospital resources, setting a new standard in post-acute patient care.
QuantumZymer research, published in the Journal of Molecular Graphics and Immedium, modeling study highlights in silico enzyme engineering approach for sustainable drug manufacturing. QuantumZymer Corp. announced the publication of its latest research in the Journal of Molecular Graphics and Modeling. The study showcases the company's in silico enzyme engineering approach for sustainable drug manufacturing. By utilizing virtual screening and computational modeling, QuantumZyme aims to optimize enzyme variants before experimental testing, potentially revolutionizing biocatalyst development. The research highlights the role of computational modeling in enhancing research efficiency and prioritizing enzyme candidates for further study.
Grafton Resources starts Heliborne Mobile MT Geophysical Survey at Alicahue Gold Copper Project, Chile. Grafton Resources has initiated a Heliborne Mobile MT Geophysical Survey at the Alicahue Gold Copper Project in Chile. The survey, conducted by Expert Geophysics Surveys, Inc., aims to cover the entire project area in one day. Results are anticipated by March 2026. This cutting-edge technology will help identify subsurface structures, lithologies, and mineral systems, potentially leading to significant discoveries.
Highview Resources, Inc. announces Shannon Brubb to the Technical Advisory Board. Highview Resources, Inc. announces the appointment of Ms. Shannon Brubb as a technical advisor. With extensive experience in mineral exploration, Ms. Brubb brings valuable expertise to the company's projects in the Tudogon region. CEO RR Nick Horsley expresses anxiousism for her addition to the Technical Advisory Board, highlighting her leadership and geological knowledge.
Working parents are choosing business ownership over jobs that won't give them parental leave. Working parents are increasingly turning to business ownership as a solution to the lack of parental leave benefits in the workplace. With many American mothers forced to choose between their careers and caring for their children, Selvia Market is showcasing how owning a business can provide income streams that support family needs without relying on employer policies. Learn more at market.selvia.com.
Sevenfold Entertainment signs American Idol Top 20 finalist Mariah Faith. Sevenfold Entertainment has officially signed rising singer-songwriter Mariah Faith, a Top 20 finalist on American Idol. This marks the company's first artist partnership, expanding its presence in the Southeast music market. Faith, known for her authenticity and emotionally driven storytelling, will release a new single on March 18th and perform at Carolina Country Music Fest in June. The signing reflects Sevenfold's commitment to supporting artists' creative growth and intentional career development.
Global Manager Group launches ISO 46001 Auditor Training PPT Kit. Global Manager Group has unveiled its ISO 46001 2019 Awareness and Internal Auditor Training PPT Presentation Kit, designed to assist organizations in implementing water efficiency management systems. The kit includes customizable PowerPoint slides, trainer handouts, case studies, audit forms, and more, all developed by experienced ISO 46001 consultants. This comprehensive solution aims to streamline internal audit readiness and certification processes for organizations worldwide.
Mike Purvis calls for greater discipline in storage facility rebranding. Mike Purvis, founder of Storage Facility Painting Services, LLC, is calling for greater discipline in storage facility rebranding. He highlights the importance of proper planning and specialized execution to avoid costly mistakes and delays. With over 50,000 self-storage facilities in the U.S., Purvis emphasizes the need for careful coordination during rebranding projects to ensure quality and efficiency. Learn more at MikePurvisPainter.com.
Keith Fowler shares his outlook on personal and community security for the year ahead. Keith Fowler, founder of Lion Shield Protection, shares his outlook on personal and community security for the year ahead. Fowler highlights the increase in opportunistic incidents due to routine behavior, emphasizing the importance of basic habits over reliance on tools. He expects challenges in response times, personal responsibility, and accountability, stressing the effectiveness of simple daily safety checklists and consistent habits. Fowler urges individuals to take proactive steps now to enhance their security.
Why SomDeep Contactless Smart Sleep Monitor is the only solution suitable for long-term use. SomDeep Contactless Smart Sleep Monitor revolutionizes sleep tracking by eliminating the need for wearables, ensuring comfort and accuracy over time. With radar-based technology, continuous monitoring, and AI-powered insights, SomDeep provides long-term data without disrupting natural sleep patterns. Experience a non-intrusive solution for understanding sleep health and trends with SomDeep Contactless Smart Sleep Monitor.
Peter Lamalis and Luis Savino, forging a new golden age for U.S.-Argentina trade. In a new trade agreement between Argentina and the United States, a new golden age for hemispheric business is on the horizon. Key figures like Luis Savino, director of the Center for American Studies, and Peter Lamalis, U.S. ambassador to Argentina, are leading the charge. With strong support from the Trump administration, this partnership promises unprecedented investment opportunities in energy, technology, and agribusiness sectors.
LAR, Health and Beauty, SELA's Foundation for Positive Future Business Performance. With new financing structure, LAR Health and Beauty SELA has secured 20 million euros in new capital and restructured its debt, setting the stage for future growth. CEO Jörg Korfer emphasizes the importance of this milestone in positioning the company for success. Less R Group, known for its high-quality products and social commerce approach, aims to drive success through digitalization, product innovation, and market expansion. The company's commitment to sustainability and community support remains strong.
EdgeMode advances Form 211 review process under SEC Rule 15C2-11. EdgeMode, a global energy and AI data center infrastructure company, has made progress in the review of its Form 211 submission under SEC Rule 15C2-11. The sponsoring market maker has received an initial comment letter from FINRA, marking a crucial step towards enabling broker-dealers to publish quotations for the company's common stock. This regulatory engagement is seen as a positive and expected development for EdgeMode. KS Group appoints Shatilani & Associates, a Dubai-based PCAOB auditor, to consolidate all 2025 financial statements for CSDX, CS Interform GTL LLC, and CS Diagnostics Pharma GDM. CS Group has appointed Shatilani & Associates, a Dubai-based PCAOB auditor, to consolidate all 2025 financial statements for CSDX, CS Interform GTL LLC, and CS Diagnostics Pharma GDM. This move reflects the group's commitment to enhancing financial governance and transparency as it expands internationally. The consolidation and audit process will align the group's reporting structure with U.S. public company standards, supporting improved financial clarity and investor confidence.
Okay, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.